A man in the lower Yukon village of Kotlik died when his snow machine broke through ice on the river, but not before he saved his son's life. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel reports.
Michael Hunt Jr., age 41, was riding a snow machine with his 14-year-old son when the ice gave way underneath them, submerging the two in frigid waters. Fellow Kotlik resident Alec Lichty came down the trail behind them and saw their heads above the ice. Lichty says he raced to them and started doing what he could to save them.
Right when I reached the other end of the river, I had a twine on the back end of my snow machine and I started untwining it.
Lichty thinks they had been in the water for several minutes by the time he arrived. As he began to assist, he saw the father, Michael, push his son up and onto a floating chunk of ice.
I realized Michael was trying to save his son. Right after he got on top of that chunk of ice, that's when he took his last breath and went under.
Lichty watched helplessly and then worked quickly to save the boy.
And I had a different focus to save that boy because I think he wanted his son to be saved more.
Another traveler had arrived and Lichty instructed him to find a branch to tie onto the twine. In the meantime, Lichty crawled on his stomach to see if he could get close enough to assist the floating boy, but the fractured ice wouldn't support his weight.
And I almost fell to myself. My arms went through the ice and I was able to back up and get my momentum back.
By then, the other person had returned with a small branch. Lichty tied it to the twine and then threw it to the floating boy, who was able to grab it and hold on while the two rescuers towed him to safety. Lichty says the boy was in shock and freezing. The other traveler took him home and put out an emergency call to the village over VHF radio. Kotlik residents towed boats to the scene to begin searching for Hunt. They found him an hour and 15 minutes later and took him to the village clinic where he was warmed and later pronounced dead. The trail they were using connects the main village of Kotlik to homes on a nearby island across the river. The trail had been used several times in the last few days, but Lichty says that the ice wasn't strong enough to hold the father and son on the same snow machine. Alaska State Troopers say the ice was thick enough for travel in much of that area. The body of Michael Hunt Jr. has been returned to his family. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.